This is KUOW News. I'm Liz Jones. The State Department is asking that North Korea free Kenneth Bae. He is a Linwood man who was sentenced to 15 years hard labor Wednesday. The North Koreans had accused Bae of plotting to overthrow their government, as KUOW's Carolyn Adolph reports.
Bae's conviction came after a short trial in Pyongyang, with few observers to say whether it was fair. The State Department says no one from the Swedish embassy, which represents the U.S. and North Korea, was at the trial. Patrick Ventrell of the State Department says North Korea should grant Kenneth Bae amnesty and let him come home.
The change is now that they're saying that it would be 15 years of hard labor, given that they've made that legal determination under their system, with which we've raised our concerns and have issues with their transparency. We'd now like them to provide him amnesty and immediate release.
Do you regard him as a political pawn? As a kind of a hostage?
I don't know if I would characterize the case this way. There is a lack of information. I know, for instance, that the Swedish embassy did not attend the trial, and so part of this is we've tried to receive additional information, and we'd like for him to be released.
Past detentions of Americans in North Korea have led to visits from high-profile Americans, such as former President Bill Clinton. The head of a North Korean studies think tank in South Korea is being quoted today saying Pyongyang may be angling for another visit. The State Department did not say it was making plans to send another dignitary. I'm Carolyn Adolph, KUOW News.